The Reverend Emily McNeil, who heads the New York Labor Religion Coalition, says her group is not as concerned about the topics promoted by the evangelical right, including opposition to abortion and gay marriage. She says instead, her groups are focusing on helping the poor, battling global warming, and increasing voter participation.
Anti-poverty, anti-racist policies that build up economic democracy through employment and living wages, the alleviation of disparate unemployment, a just transition away from fossil fuels, labor rights, affordable housing, direct cash transfers and social safety nets, and other support for all families struggling to get by, and fair policies for immigrants.
McNeil and around 100 others gathered at the steps of the state capitol. They later delivered a letter to lawmakers outlining their concerns. The movement is part of what they call the Moral Revival, begun by Reverend William Barber of North Carolina. The state legislature is not currently in session, and Governor Cuomo was in New York City for the day. Tuesday is primary day for state legislative races, and all senators and assembly members are up for election in November. Despite that, labor organizer Joe Paparone says he hasn't heard much about any of the issues that his group cares about in the campaigns for state Senate and assembly.
We're looking for leaders who will take strong moral stands. We're in a time of divisiveness and vitriol that is unseen in my lifetime. And what is required of our leaders is to take strong moral stands in defense of the poor, in defense of immigrants, in defense of the environment. And we're just not seeing that consistently.
Paparone says the groups aren't deterred by the lack of response so far.
It's a strange situation in New York, but we're not going to go away. We're going to keep coming back. We've been holding Moral Monday actions here at the Capitol for the past few years. We'll continue to do that. We're going to continue to keep bringing more people here to the Capitol and also around the state. The people are on the move, and they're tired of living in poverty in the most unequal state in the nation. Any degree of poverty is really an affront to moral values.
In the past legislative session, concluded in June, Governor Cuomo and lawmakers enacted some new laws that the group support, including a phased-in minimum wage increase to $15 downstate and $12.50 upstate, and partial paid family leave. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.